Good day, everyone. This is Edran Miranda from 2Lima. And now, I will going to discuss the online workshop of the Combustion Chamber, Assemble and Disassemble. The online workshop via Google Meeting, our instructor, Mr. Raymond Ramirez, perform the combustion chamber and discuss every parts and their function. The first thing that our professor does is to inspect the combustion chamber to see if there's any cracks or defects on those parts. And right after, he dismantled the head parts of the combustion chamber using a flat screw. And he put a markings to remember the exact location of the head. Using a 14mm socket wrench, you can remove the bolts and nuts installed to separate the housing and the burner, and also the head of the combustion chamber. Right after the removal, they proceed to the servicing of the combustion chamber using a kerosene to remove all the dirt and grease of the parts. After the servicing, they proceed the installation and have the final inspection of the combustion chamber. But before that, the next thing that our professor does is to remove the disassemble the fuel nozzle and to see if there's any cracks or defects inside of the fuel nozzle. The first thing that he does is he removed the bolts cover using the 12mm. Right after, using the 16mm wrench, he removed the fuel nozzle. And right after, they inspect the fuel nozzle if there's any cracks or defects. And right after, they disassemble the fuel nozzle with the washer and with dowel pins. After the assemble of the fuel nozzle, they align the burner to the casing of the combustion chamber, and they put the screw to the casing and the burner of the combustion chamber. And right after, they insert the head with the fuel nozzle to the combustion chamber. So that's the online workshop of the combustion chamber removal and assemble. Thank you and have a good day.